Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that's been weighing on many parents' hearts. Maybe you've experienced this too. Your child is struggling with something. Maybe it's a tricky math problem, or a friendship challenge at school, or even just tying their shoes, and instead of asking for help, they just suffer in silence. They get frustrated, maybe even upset, but they won't come to you. And as a parent, that can feel absolutely heartbreaking. If this sounds familiar, I want you to take a deep breath with me right now. You are not alone in this. In fact, this is one of the most common challenges parents face with children around ages 6 and 7, and I want you to know something really important. This isn't about you failing as a parent, and it's not about your child being stubborn or difficult. This is about development, and there's so much we can understand and do to help. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in, and let's talk about why some children hesitate to ask for help, and more importantly, how we can gently guide them toward becoming confident self-advocates who know that asking for help is actually a sign of strength. First, let me share something the magic book taught me that completely changed how I see this challenge. When your child is 6 or 7 years old, something absolutely wonderful is happening in their development. They're discovering independence. They're realizing they're their own person, separate from you, with their own ideas and capabilities. This is beautiful. This is exactly what's supposed to happen. But here's the tricky part. In their minds, independence and needing help can feel like opposites. They think, if I'm independent, I should be able to do this myself. If I ask for help, that means I'm not capable. And for a child who's just discovering how amazing it feels to do things on their own, asking for help can feel like admitting defeat. Now, you and I know that's not true at all. We know that the smartest, most successful people in the world ask for help all the time. But your 6 or 7-year-old doesn't know that yet. They're still learning. And there's something else happening too. Research shows us that children at this age are incredibly sensitive to how others see them. They want approval so much. They're proud of their achievements, and they don't take well to criticism. So when they're struggling, there's often a fear underneath. What if I ask for help and someone thinks I'm not smart? What if asking for help means I'm failing? The magic book showed me something else that's so important. Sometimes children don't ask for help because they haven't fully developed the self-awareness to recognize they're struggling. That might sound strange, but think about it. Recognizing that you need help requires you to step back from what you're doing, assess the situation, and acknowledge that your current approach isn't working. Those are sophisticated metacognitive skills, and they're still developing in young children. So what does all this mean for you? It means your child isn't being difficult. They're navigating a really complex developmental moment. They're balancing their growing independence with their very real need for support. They're learning to recognize their own struggles. They're building the courage to be vulnerable. And all of that takes time, patience, and your gentle guidance. Now, let me share what research tells us about children who do learn to ask for help confidently. This is so encouraging. Studies show that students who use help-seeking strategies are significantly more likely to achieve the highest grades. In fact, over 97% of students whose academic performance improved had sought assistance from teachers or peers. 97%. That's incredible. But here's what matters even more than grades. When children learn to ask for help, they're building self-advocacy skills that will serve them for their entire lives. They're learning that vulnerability is strength. They're discovering that connection and collaboration are more powerful than struggling alone. They're developing the confidence to say, I don't know this yet, and that's okay. So how do we help our children get there? How do we create an environment where asking for help feels safe and natural? The first thing, and this is so important, is to create emotional safety. Your child needs to know, deep in their bones, that asking for help will never result in criticism or judgment. When they come to you with a struggle, your first response should always be validation. Something like, I'm so glad you told me about this, or thank you for letting me know you're having a hard time with this. That immediate validation tells them they made the right choice by asking. The second thing is to model help-seeking yourself. Let your child see you asking for help. Say things like, you know what? I'm not sure how to fix this. I'm going to call someone who knows more about it than I do. Or, this recipe is tricky, I'm going to look up a video to help me. When children see the adults they love and admire asking for help, it normalizes the behavior. The third thing is to explicitly teach them that asking for help is a sign of maturity and strength. You can say, "Do you know what the smartest people in the world do when they don't know something? They ask questions. They find people who can help them learn. That's what makes them so smart." Reframe help-seeking as intelligence, not weakness. And here's something else the magic book taught me. Stories are such a powerful way to teach this lesson gently. When children see characters they love navigating similar challenges, it gives them a safe way to explore these feelings and learn new strategies. Let me tell you about a story from the Book of Inara that I think might really help. It's called The Dreamship Architects, and it's about two boys named Theo and Miles, whose fathers are scientists working on humanity's first journey to the stars. These boys have so many questions, and at first, they worry their questions might bother the busy adults. But something magical happens. When they start asking their questions, the holographic ship models begin to glow with warm light. Their questions, their curiosity, their willingness to seek understanding actually helps the scientists solve a huge problem. The story shows children that asking questions and seeking help isn't just okay, it's valuable. It's a contribution. After you read this story with your child, you can say something like, "Just like Theo and Miles helped the scientists solve a big problem by asking questions, your questions and requests for help make our family stronger and smarter." There's another beautiful story called The Embassy of Hidden Hearts. It's about understanding that everyone carries invisible struggles and that it's more authentic to ask for help than to pretend everything is fine. This story teaches children that vulnerability and honesty are more valuable than performance and perfection. These stories create gentle openings for conversations. They let you talk about help-seeking without your child feeling like they're being lectured or criticized. Stories are like little bridges between where your child is now and where you're hoping to guide them. One more thing I want you to remember. Change takes time. If your child has been hesitant to ask for help, they're not going to transform overnight. But every time you validate their feelings, every time you model help-seeking, every time you celebrate their courage when they do ask for help, you're building new neural pathways. You're teaching them a new way of being in the world. And please, be gentle with yourself too. Parenting is the hardest job in the universe, and you're doing it with so much love and intention. The fact that you're here, learning about this, seeking to understand your child better, that tells me everything I need to know about the kind of parent you are. You're exactly the parent your child needs. So here's what I want you to take away from our time together today. Your child's reluctance to ask for help isn't stubbornness or a character flaw. It's a normal part of development as they navigate independence, self-awareness, and vulnerability. With your patient guidance, emotional safety, and the help of stories that show them the way, they will learn that asking for help is one of the bravest, smartest things they can do. The Magic Book and I are always here for you. You can find The Dreamship Architects, The Embassy of Hidden Hearts, and so many other stories designed to support your child's emotional growth in the Book of Inara app. These stories are crafted with love to be gentle teachers and companions on your parenting journey. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for loving your child so deeply. And remember, you're not alone in this. We're all learning together, one day at a time. With love and starlight, Inara.